With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. House Speaker Mike Johnson calling on the Supreme Court to take up former President Donald Trump's appeal following his conviction in New York this week. Details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Speaker Johnson said on Fox News' Fox and Friends, quote, I do believe the Supreme Court should step in. Trump was found guilty on all 34 charges Thursday in Manhattan by a 12-person jury. The former president must be sentenced first, and then he and his legal team are expected to appeal the case. Johnson said the developments are unprecedented and undermining the public's trust in the justice system. The House leader's comments regarding the justices stepping in comes as the Supreme Court's most conservative members have faced scrutiny on whether they can impartially consider decisions regarding Trump and the 2020 election. I'm Bernie Bennett.
Also at SRNNews.com, the former president says he was facing a no-win situation and he did nothing illegal.
Every company has non-disclosure agreements, but the press called it slush fund and all sorts of other things. Hush money. It's not hush money. It's called the non-disclosure agreement. And most of the people in this room have a non-disclosure agreement with their company. It's a disgrace.
Hunter Biden headed to trial on federal gun charges. That's set to open Monday in Delaware with jury selection. Prosecutors say he bought the gun illegally in October 2018 because he falsely swore on a federal form that he was not a drug user. His lawyers say he never did fire the gun. A New York woman pleading guilty to negligent homicide in the 2018 death of an anti-gang activist. That during a dispute over a memorial for the activist's slain daughter. Prosecutors in New York say that Anne Marie Drago will likely be sentenced to 5 years probation. This is SRN News. Christian clergymen sharply condemning Turkey.
The Commission of the Bishops' Conferences of the European Union accused Turkish President Recep Erdogan of trying to erase Christianity's historic presence in his country. Erdogan is on a campaign to elevate Islam in Turkey and has been converting churches into mosques. Christians came to the country in the first century, and such biblical figures as Paul and Timothy were born in what is modern-day Turkey. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Despite intense criticism in the mainstream media, Kansas City Chiefs kicker Harrison Butker says he has no regrets about expressing his beliefs in a recent commencement speech. Butker condemned abortion and the LGBT lifestyle last month at a small college in Atchison, Kansas. The NFL star says, as the days went on, even those who disagreed with my viewpoints shared their support for my freedom of religion. This is SRN News. In Hawaii, Governor Josh Green signing a measure meant to jumpstart housing construction.
This will address an acute housing shortage that is pushing residents to move to states where the cost of living is less. The legislation included measures that would require counties to allow at least two additional units on residential lots and allow business district buildings to be reconfigured for people to live in, and would allow state bonds to fund housing infrastructure. The governor said Hawaii has a shortage of teachers, nurses, and other workers because they can't afford housing. He says the bills would restore some balance. John Scott reporting.
Families of passengers who died in two Boeing MAX crashes pushing federal officials to prosecute the company, but they're not getting any promises right now from the Justice Department. Prosecutors have not announced what sanctions Boeing might face. More details at SRNNews.com.